Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
On the evening of January the 25th, 1983, several people called the Lacassine National Wildlife Refuge in southwest Louisiana, where I worked, to report unusual snow goose mortality near Jennings. As the regional wildlife disease biologist, I was responsible for looking into the matter. The affected site was a rural farming area about 2 miles wide and 5 miles long. Local residents reported first seeing dead geese on the morning of the 25th. Birds were found in yards, roads, and ditches, as well as in open fields. I saw about 50 dead geese scattered at random, lying belly up. They made indentations in the wet fields where they struck the ground, indicating that they became incapacitated while flying and fell from the sky. I estimated the total mortality to be 200 to 300. I collected and necropsied several of the geese. No lesions characteristic of infectious diseases were found, although all exhibited free blood in the heart and lung cavities. A definitive cause of death could not be established, but the pattern of mortality seemed to rule out diseases, parasites, or poisoning. No known waterfowl disease or parasite causes such a rapid death, and mortality from something like pesticide poisoning might be expected to emanate from a central focus where contact with the agent occurred. Such was not the case. The National Weather Service station at Lake Charles and local residents reported heavy thunderstorms in the area the night before the first dead geese were seen. Although the carcasses showed no signs of lightning or hail strikes, I concluded that the mortality was weather-related. Severe thunderstorms are known to spawn powerful updrafts capable of lifting aircraft thousands of feet. Coastal thunderheads often tower to 7 miles above the earth. The barometric pressure and oxygen content of air at these heights are greatly reduced. It is feasible that a flock of geese caught in an updraft and carried rapidly to such heights will experience respiratory and circulatory problems similar to those found in the necropsied birds. This theory would also explain the distribution of carcasses as geese succumbed and fell out of the storm at slightly different times and places. Geese have been observed flying at extreme altitudes in places such as the Himalayas. These heights were probably achieved over a period of hours, thus allowing time for physiological adjustment. The Louisiana geese were likely carried aloft in a matter of only a few minutes, which precluded their acclimation and resulted in mortality. So, nature mystery solved. Well, at least in theory.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.